Busy day and a beautiful day. We say hello to State Rep Greg Van Workum in the studio on Good Morning Grand Haven. How are you?
Good morning. I made it here in the nick of time.
I know you
coming
did.
Coming from the chamber breakfast.
How was that?
It was great.
Good.
People that are familiar with the chamber breakfast, you only get 2 minutes. And if you go past 2 minutes, you get gonged. And the mayor was the gong master today. And I think I got gonged, but I think only 3 people this time, so it was good.
Don't you get gonged every time?
I'm not one that gets too wordy,
okay,
but I had a lot of info that I tried to pack in 2 minutes.
Yeah, 2 minutes, you know, people think that 2 minutes is a really long time. It's really not that long.
No.
It really, really isn't.
No.
It really isn't. I do have a press release here in regards to Republican caucus leader about an economic development plan. Now, you're not a sponsor of the package, but it's something that you are behind. Can you tell me a little bit about it? It's about growing local economies?
Yeah, we anticipate that the governor is going to be pushing some reforms to the SOAR program. The SOAR program got reformed last year, which basically gave the governor a $500 million pot of money to basically recruit businesses. You may recall Goshen, the big oval project by Ford down by Battle Creek area. We think that there's better ways of using that taxpayer money than going after these big kind of headline type businesses and trying to recruit. I think the next great business is already here in Michigan. So how do we go out and support our current small businesses, our medium businesses that want to grow? House Republicans are putting out a package of bills of just kind of where we believe that our economic policy needs to be. And it shouldn't be about chasing these headlines. It should be about supporting the current businesses, making it easier for them to do business, getting rid of burdensome regulations, helping them with their permits and things like that. That's where we need to be focused rather than trying to get a big headline and trying to recruit these large expansions or businesses here.
All right. Yeah, it says that the new bills would force a review of, like you said, the tangled web of licenses, regulations, registrations, paperwork. I would imagine, I mean, it must be really hard to start a new business.
It's very hard to start a new business. It's very hard to do expansions, and other states are proving there's easier ways to do it. That when you do want to come to the state, you should kind of have everything aligned. The phrase of get your ducks in an order, right? Of Deagle, DNR, MIOSHA. I can go through a whole alphabet soup of government agencies that have some kind of finger in getting a business to expand or to recruit here. And one of those can put a stop to it and really delay a project, and delays end up killing a lot of deals and businesses.
Yep.
from coming here. So making it far more easier to do business in the state of Michigan would go a long way.
Hey, how about that tornado warning?
Yes, that I didn't have that on my bingo card for Wednesday. All of a sudden, we all got an alert on our phones, that big buzzing one that there was a tornado warning. You know, some of us didn't kind of think anything of it, but the sergeants there that do a good job of protecting us got everyone down to the basement of the Capitol.
Wow.
That the Capitol, for those that have been there, you know, that's pretty thick concrete, so we felt pretty safe in there.
You were safe down there. Former Michigan House Speaker Lee Chatfield has been charged with 13 counts of embezzlement, conspiracy, larceny, and faces decades in prison. You want to comment on the state of the Michigan GOP?
I think those are two separate things.
All right.
Certainly, Lee's got some legal issues that he's going to need to defend himself against. What's interesting, it stemmed from a different accusation, but that then opened it into some dealings with his 501c4s and how he used that. So he'll have his day in court on the Michigan GOP thing. I think we're in a far better spot now with Pete Hoekstra leading the charge. Finally got some more engagement, and he's no longer making headlines for the wrong reasons. He's actually putting effort into getting grassroots engaged, as well as the traditional Republicans that have kind of left doing state party politics. So I feel far more confident in what Pete is doing, and hopefully we'll see that success come November.
Well, I'm glad that you were able to come in today. I wasn't sure if you were going to be over the phone or come in, so I'm glad we were able to do that. And I apologize for keeping you waiting, but I was running behind.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, in radio, everything is time. Time. I'm constantly looking at the – when you're talking, I'm looking at all these other things, and I'm looking at the time, and I got this – I'm listening, but I got this constant time in my head. So we're out of time. I'll see you next month, all right?
Sounds like a plan.
All right. State Rep. Greg Van Workum. This is 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite.